Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Wait a minute, was that Evan Mobley?
Yeah, that was Evan Mobley. He doesn't care as only one game.
You got any more of that? You got any more of that motivation?
Oh, of course.
Tough talking Evan Mobley?
That is as fired up as I've heard Evan Mobley.
It's just one game. I mean, you can't win a series with one game, so you still have the same belief. But like, nothing wavered at all. You sweep this under the rug and keep focused on the next game.
Franklin Delano Mobley.
Attica.
They came home. They came out with energy. I feel like we didn't match that, and they out-rebounded us, and basically was just feeding off the crowd's energy. And next game, we got to come out here and stay way stronger and match their intensity and hold them to tougher shots.
I fight and you may die. Run and you'll live at least a while. And dying in your beds. Wait a minute. There's too much bass in my voice for that. Sorry. Hold on.
That's right. No, octave higher.
And do it again. Give me some more Evan Mobley. You got any more?
It makes sense. They're at home, so they got the crowd with them, and they start knocking out shots. So you usually get that swagger. So we got to make it tougher on them and come up with the rebounds, and maybe the swagger isn't as strong next game.
And dying in your beds many, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance. Come back here and tell our enemies that it may take our lives, but they're never going to take our freedom.
They started making a few shots, and I feel like they got their rhythm going. And also the offensive rebounding in the beginning of the game, they got to make sure opportunities to make shots. And from there, it was just they just kept it rolling with the energy. So we got to find a way to stop that and stop the momentum.
You don't want the truth because deep down in places, you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of very freedom that I provide them. The question's the manner in which I provide it.
The offensive rebound, I feel like them just getting extra chances to make those shots. I feel like at home, our first two games, we would come up with those rebounds and get out in transition. But this time, they got extra chances to make those shots, and then I got them going.
You want answers, Kenny?
Did you order the code red? I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
There's a weird energy in this room.
There is. I agree with
you. There's a weird energy because I'm telling you, and I don't disagree with you. But in the grand scheme of it.
Here you go, disagreeing.
No, but it's the truth because there's plenty. Like Christopher on Twitter, 216-474-0092. Christopher on Twitter. Ken, you're talking like you're in baseball mode already. This is a playoff basketball series, not game 24 out of 162. Fans are upset because this should not happen in the first place. Also, if it's a big blowout, why not mix up lineups and go inside to paint to the bigs? Where? What am I going to mix up? Am I going to find anything out when clearly they are not doing anything? It's a bad day at the office, guys. That's what it is. So you're not going to learn anything from this. And honestly, what's JB want to do to maybe put something out there to give Jamal Mosley anything to use against him that they could use in games that matter like tomorrow afternoon? Like there is a cat and mouse. We did this in the NFL with Stefanski at the end of the season in 2020 when everybody was yelling at me and who ended up being right, by the way, at the Pittsburgh game and holding back in the fourth quarter because he knew they were going to play them in the next week or there was a strong chance they would play them in the next week. So they're not going to put anything there. They're going to try to win as they did. And they won as they did. It got a little dicey, but they did it. And it's the same thing here. I'm not going to sit out there and try all this other crap and have anything that you could find on me either in this series or the next one. And you know why there's a weird energy here? Because you guys all know. You can be as mad as you want, and that's fine. I don't care if you're mad. That's cool. But you all know what this was. This is one of the worst box scores you've ever seen. Regular season, preseason, postseason, doesn't matter. It's a throwaway garbage box score. If this was the series last year where they're playing the Knicks and they were playing their asses off and they got stoned inside. And they couldn't hit shots from the outside because the defense was so good. And Mitchell Robinson was laughing at him. And you could tell they were trying, but they weren't tough enough. They weren't experienced enough. They weren't men yet in the NBA. If that was the case, then I'd be 100% with you. But you've watched this team beat the brakes, and I almost said something different, of the Orlando Magic over the first two games of the series, and then they lose by 38. I'm not going to lose my mind over this. Even though it sounds like I am, I'm going to be measured. You want to vent it out? You vent it out. You go right on ahead. They give you every opportunity in the world. They didn't play well. They played like garbage. They've played like garbage here over the second half of the season, up and down. You had Darius Garland. He had another suck-ass game. So you can go ahead and complain about that. Fine. They gave you everything you want. But I can't, over a series where, yes, they set up their opponent. They set up their opponent. But if they were getting beat like the way they did to the New York Knicks, and they set this up, yeah, man, I'd be screaming and yelling, and Owen would be happy hitting the dump button because I'd be so mad, and I'd be calling Kobe Altman the Wizard of Oz and all the other crap that I've thrown down the street over them over these last couple of months. I'm not going to do it. I don't have to. I have to be measured because it was such a bad day, and I can tell you guys. Now, Mitch, I don't know you that well yet, and you're over in the sausage closet, but I know you two, and I can feel this energy in this room. I can feel this energy in this room because in your heart of hearts, you know I'm right. You both know I'm right. I ain't saying you're wrong, Owen. I'm not saying you're wrong. That is a generalized thought. But you too know I'm right.
Look, if this would have been the Knicks and they would have lost by this much, I'd be getting ready for all sorts of offseason maneuvers. The fact is,
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
They picked the Magic for a reason, and they have the advantages in this series. I don't think you can just distill it down to three-point variance, but that is a part of it. You shot terribly. They shot amazingly. I don't think the Magic are going to shoot that well again, but I knew they'd be tougher. I knew the games would be tougher down in Orlando. You still shouldn't lose by 38. I will add that, you know, pretty famous season in 2016 – they lost by 33 points in game two to the Golden State Warriors. They came back and won by 30 the very next day.
That was the NBA Finals.
That was the NBA Finals.
Yeah, LeBron James.
This is the Magic.
Round.
But I would not be surprised if the Cavs easily cruise in game four by 20 points.
Well, I can see that. They're the better team with better players, right? They have a better roster construction. Mitchell is truly not 100% right now,
then
they might not have the best player.
Then that's another story
on the court. But the problem for me, Ken, between the two teams and the three games that we've seen, is that in the first two games, when the Magic were down at the half by 12 and 14, I think,
they kept fighting.
The Cavs were down 12 last night at the half.
No, they were done.
And then they gave up 35 in the third, and they scored 16.
They scored
16 points.
I respect that point. I respect that point.
And Owen, and
they didn't. That wasn't when they pulled everybody and said, okay, we're going to give up now.
But Owen, in what you're saying is indicative of a bigger problem that we have been ranting and raving about, where it's like, what are you going to do without Donovan Mitchell? Do you always have to go into the gutter without Donovan Mitchell? Can you not play as a team?
But
that is absolutely, I totally agree with you on that. But they set this thing up, and that's why I could see them going out, and you can too, going out and beating up on Orlando tomorrow, making it a 3-1 series to come back home. And then I'm going to look like an idiot because I'm firing off on all cylinders and getting sweaty and
but
mad over a
bad loss. But I think the biggest problem for
loss.
People, I wasn't happy about how the way game 82 went. And so the whole week, I didn't get happy, and I'm the one that clicks the button for the Cavs music, right? And we didn't play the Cavs music, and that's fine, but I thought – they gave me this glimmer of hope in the first two games that, hey, they were right, I was wrong, let them do their thing. And then last night kind of just proved to me that, yeah, they're probably going to win this series. And then, you know, even though they play the Celtics very well, they've always played very well against the Celtics, we're done after that. So basketball's kind of done for me.
Well, I think Owen's not alone in that.
You're not alone in that.
I think everybody in the room.
That point.
I think everybody in the room understands what the next round is going to look like. Whether or not those those games are going to be entertaining.
Sometimes you're just not ready to give it up, guys. And I felt like it was I've been in those relationships where, hey, I'm not ready to give it up yet. And the other side's ready to give it up. And you go, no, we're going to fight for this. And then you come to the realization this isn't going to work out. So last night was that point for me.
I think for me, there is a time for panic. And it's not this morning. It may be on Saturday afternoon. If Donovan Mitchell goes out there and he's limping around and they go out there and they suck up the room again and they don't try, then you'll get what you want. You want the fire and brimstone and anger, you'll get it all. You'll get it all, I promise. But every single time, and this is what makes them so frustrating, every time I have let them have it with everything I got, they go out the very next night and they do something great. And every night I think they got it solved. Every morning I come in here and I think that they got it. It's going to be smooth sailing, green grass, and high tides forever. They go out there and they embarrass themselves, and they embarrass the city, and they embarrass the organization, and they make you look like a moron. It's been that way the entire year. And they make me worried about Donovan Mitchell's future and the whole thing. And I'm going to be measured about it. And it's not a given the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to tell them that they need to trust themselves because, again, if you don't win this series, then it's all up in the air. It's just that simple. I don't know if Kobe Altman's going to be back. I don't know. Certainly, I don't think that J.B. Bickerstaff would be back. And Donovan Mitchell, it's going to be an interesting conversation to have. It's right there. Chuck and Shaker, yellow.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, you see how Mobley was talking? These guys are a product of the coaching, man. They don't have no sense of urgency. You know what I mean?
I think you could have Knight in there, and Evan Mobley is going to sound the same way.
Well, still no sense of urgency from the coaching staff. You know what I mean? They're on the road at Orlando. They act like they're going to Disney World down there instead of going down there to take care of business. And then they need to take Strus out of the starting lineup and put a Okoro back in there. At least he would play defense, you know? And then stop sending Merrill to the arc. He needs to take it to the basket. If he could take an offensive fly foul from those big guys, he can take the ball to the hole. I mean, they got it. They got him down as far as a three-point shot. He's not going to get that. He's got to start going right back to the hole. I mean, why put him out there and he's not doing anything?
Yeah, I mean, when you empty the bench, you got Tristan Thompson and Damian Jones out there. You know what everything's going on. So I don't know how much method there is madness.
Most of the good shots that the Cavs get all season long predominantly involve Donovan Mitchell and the attention that he creates and his ability to break down a defense. What I saw last night out of Donovan for most of the night was a guy that was not able to do that. That is where, if you're wondering when I'm nervous, that's when I'm nervous. He did bounce back at times during that game. It was very inconsistent. There were times when I thought he was cooked, and then all of a sudden I saw him getting by guys pretty easily and getting to the bucket. But that is what I'm going to be watching Saturday at 1 o'clock. Is he able to do that? Is he able to get back to breaking down defenses? Jalen Suggs caused some problems yesterday being disruptive.
There's some gold there for the Browns at 54, and they might want to go up and get it. They might want to go up and reach for it.
Let's talk some draft.
We might see a little bit of action coming up later on tonight, folks. Earlier than you think. I'll explain next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.